You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So life's lessons are our greatest teachers. What is the most challenging lesson you've had to learn, and how did it shape the person you are today?
It's so many, Joy.
I know.
It's so many.
Give us a few.
A few? I would say the one that I'm still learning and growing from is grace. Self-grace and extending grace to people who may make it hard to extend grace to. And so learning what grace is, I had a very unique relationship with my father, and he passed away 2 years ago. And so learning what our relationship meant, and he struggled with addiction. So I went to one of his meetings with him one day, and I remember when we walked in, it was in the basement of this church, and there was this whiteboard with two questions. The questions were divided by a line, and the first question was, how are you staying active during your addiction? But the second question was, how is God showing you grace recently? And I remember just sitting on that question as we entered the room. And when we sat down, you go around and it's just like you see on TV. When you go to those meetings. Hi, I'm Marky. My addiction is, right? And so they got to my father and he shared his. And I was just like, I'm here to support my father. And listening to him answer that question changed my life, and it changed our relationship in that moment, because I had held some things against him for a long time. And he explained what grace was, and he said, well, when I think about it, you know, justice is when you get what you deserve. He said, mercy is when you don't get what you deserve. And he said, grace is when you get what you don't deserve. And he sat in that for a minute, and my dad was one of the smartest people I know. He didn't graduate from college, but one of the smartest people I knew. And he sat on that and he got quiet. And the pause was so pregnant, so long, that I looked at him just to make sure he was still with us. And I had never seen him get emotional. And he had gotten emotional and he said, grace is my daughter sitting here with me today. And that took me to a different place, because for so long, I had not forgiven. I had not let go. And to see how heavy that was on him, and to actually witness the power of addiction, and to see how he was trying, it made sense of a lot of things. And I just remember feeling so sorry. I just remember feeling, just quite honestly, like bad. Like, why haven't I given him the grace that he deserved, the grace that we receive every single day? And maybe that would help him a little bit with what he's been struggling with my entire life. And because of that grace, we were able to walk out of that space and mend our relationship. And it was just a few years later that he passed away. But I learned that grace, just like forgiveness, is freedom.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
And I've also learned that God deals with us not by how people deal with us, but by how we deal with those very people. And it was hard. And I'm grateful for the time we had, the years that passed before he passed. But it was a lesson I wish I would have taken note of earlier. But if I did so earlier, it probably wouldn't have meant as much as it means right now. And so, yeah, that's a lesson I'm still digesting. But I'm able to take that into every space that I'm in and every relationship that I have. But it's a hell of a lesson to learn.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That way, in that way.
For sure. For sure. And I think I'm on the other side of, I've given people grace so much. And we even had an episode about forgiveness. And my
friends, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I watched it.
And my friends are like, mm-mm. No, is everything forgivable? Me? I was like, yes, it is. Everything is. But I've been this way since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I've learned how to weigh it now better. Like, this person, everybody deserves grace. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to be the extender of that. I'm going to let God. Because half of these people I may not even know. And I'm like, but they need grace. Oh, no, they need love, too. Mm-hmm. And even I told the story of the person who molested me seeing him. And they were like, you forgave him? I waved because my forgiveness is that strong. Mm. Like, and I'm not saying that's easy for everybody because it's not. But I had to learn to allow God to help those people because me giving grace was just like, oh, okay, for them. Oh, good. Well, we could just move on. No, sometimes God wants to teach them a lesson in their pain and and bring purpose out of that. So I had to learn to let God be God and do it his way versus me jumping in and being God. Like, I can fix it. I got it. And that's what grace too soon, it'll mess up the lesson sometimes. So
that's true.
I had to learn that.
That's true.
I had to let some things go, even with a family member of mine. Like, I tried to just do everything, show love, show grace, show forgiveness, and it's just like, no. And a friend of mine just told me a few days ago, Joy, you can't pour your pearls on the swine right now. Mm-hmm. And God is changing people. And so the time frame is always God's timing, you know. And I be doing stuff too soon. My love is limitless. It's crazy. So I've had to learn how to step back, let the lesson be taught and learned and accepted and then joy. Okay, now we apply this grace that you love to apply. So, but that's a beautiful story.
How does it feel for you to be able to extend grace in moments like the one you shared?
Amazing. Because it's so sincere. And at first I always felt a little weird or different, abnormal, because I would be like around people who could be angry and who could really be holding on to things. And I'm like, should I be mad? Mm-hmm. That's what I always, should I really be upset right now? Mm-hmm. Or people would say, you just don't care. I do care. I'm just saying the solution is love.
Yes.
Like, it's, but I care. And it always came off to people as though I didn't, or I was just moving on to move on. And I'm like, no, like, my heart is really in a place of, I don't want to be upset. Mm. And who wants to be mad all the time?
Yeah. You said genuine.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotta be genuine.
It's genuine.
Grace is not, okay, you got it. You got it.
Right.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you got it. That's cool. No, it's that's not grace.
And then too, grace for me, because I'm not a perfect person. And so I've learned, like, because I need forgiveness and I need grace, it's so easy for me to extend it because I know I'm the same. Or I may need your forgiveness one day, so I'm not going to hold it against you.
But it can be hard to extend that grace to people that are closer to us.
Yeah.
It's easier to give.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grace to our coworkers, but to relatives...
It was hard at first.
Significant others. Ooh. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it gets rough, but there's always, it's like God gives me the revelation so quick. And other people, they get to sit in their stuff about for years. And with me, it's just like he drops something in my spirit and I'll be like, oh, I got it. I can't even hold on to it after that. Like, I died for you. I chose to love in spite of.
Oh.
I chose to drink that cup. I chose to die on a cross. I chose to, and for those who don't know the Bible, just think of it as someone sacrificing for you, you know, and it's kind of like as Christians, I live that life. Like, I'm open to helping. I'm open to using my story to help somebody else. I'm just open-minded in that way of you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. The grace is just for all of us. And if I have to be the example of that, I don't mind.
You said a couple things that I just took me there. And since we're going biblical, we're going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it wasn't until afterward, you said being genuine and the timing. Because for a moment I was like, okay, I'll give them a pass. And that's not grace.
No.
There's a big difference.
You feel it.
But the time, But the timing of it all mattered because I was truly ready to extend that. And then it wasn't until after everything had passed and he had left us that I realized that it was truly genuine and I could walk away from that and he could be gone and I could be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, going back to the commandments, that's the only one that comes with a promise.
Yeah.
Children obey, children honor your parents so that your days may be longer.
Yeah.
And so I didn't realize that until afterwards, because if I had been operating in that sense in the moment, probably wouldn't have been for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Not so genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it matters. Ooh. And that one too, with my parents, my parents made us recite all the Bible verses. And that was the one. And I think they stuck that one in our head.
Honor your parents.
Honor your mother and father and the Lord. So your days will be long. And if we did something, you cutting your days. And I used to be like,
ooh, wee.
It's slight trauma, but I understand, you know, as an adult, I started to understand, okay, you don't have to like what they do, but learn how to honor in spite of.
Mm.
And once I got maybe in high school, I learned a lot about my mom to make me love her no matter what. I don't care what she do. I'm being honest. She can call me and say some crazy things, or she can call me and say something. I don't care what Deborah Renee do. God has placed the love and honor in my heart for her where it's like, that's it. That's all I got.
Come on, Racine. Shout out to you.
Listen.
Because what would we be without our moms?
Right. That's all I have.
Yes.
And when I was pregnant, I believe that's when I started to look at her differently, because now I'm a mom and I'm like, how did you do this? Like, what in the world?
It makes
so
sense.
She became superwoman. All her stresses that she might have took out on us as children, the whoopings, everything that I thought was like, you hurt us. I forgave her instantly for all of it.
That makes sense.
And I think if we start looking at our parents, because a lot of us struggle with our parent relationships, looking at it where we're in a state now where we have so much in front of us, so much knowledge that we could just tap into instantly. They did not. Their books were borrowed in school, because my dad is like 70. My mom's in her 60s. So it's like their stuff wasn't as advanced as we are. So they didn't have the tools, the therapy, the people talking about self-care. My mom didn't. They didn't have it. So I can't expect a certain thing from her that she didn't acquire.
Mm.
So it's for us to lend that love to them.
They did the best they could with all they had.
And so those things at a young age just helped me be this person. Like, it was challenging, but it shaped me to be a lover, a light, a vessel, everything to people that I don't even know. So that's fire. Mm. I'm grateful for your dad's relationship. How was your relationship with your mom?
Amazing.
Okay.
You talked about your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Racine is she.
Racine?
She is her.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But just the epitome of the woman that I strive to be every day. And when I talk about my relationship with my father, it was very, very much because of my mom that I was able to mend that relationship. My mom never told me a thing about my dad. She never told me a thing about my dad's addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have questions and she would always protect him and call your dad. Mm. Make sure you call your dad. You know, today's his birthday. Have you talked to your dad? When's the last time you talked to your dad? Don't talk to your dad about that. And don't you let nobody else talk bad about him. And even that when I would amazing. Have my moments where I was like, I want to go with my dad. And she was just like, and I couldn't have gone with my dad if I wanted to. Mm. You know, there was times he was put away and we couldn't get to him. And she just really protected that relationship. And there was a time where as adults, we put two and two together and said, hold on. You know, and so even to the day he passed, your dad called looking for y'all. Y'all checked in with your dad and telling my brother, hey, you need to go figure that out. You need to work that out. And she never, and I've learned a lot more since he's been gone, but I'm in a state of healed. And so I'm ready to receive a lot of the things she's ready to share with me. But like, she a cold piece of work, okay?
Me too.
She cold. And I'm just grateful for that. And so when I watch my friends navigate difficult relationships and co-parenting, I can give advice from a different place. But that woman, you talked about putting two and two together, the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Baby, you did that.
Yes.
You
and that's all I got.
Did
it's honor.
That.
Like,
yes.
For sure.
So one thing I don't play about is my mama.
For sure, me either.
As much as she never played about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's dope. That is beautiful. Okay, I have to process things. That's why I get quiet, because that's dope. Okay. Y'all, it's been a beautiful episode. But before we go into your book, because she does have a book, podcast, and all the beautiful things, what's one thing you want the people to leave with that they can chew on and digest?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. You getting to it on the couch. Didn't waste any time. I think it's fully understanding the power of being healed. Mm-hmm. Your platform is just about healing and growth and finding self-discovery and the power in that. Mm-hmm. We'd be living in a much better world if all of us individually healed and took the time to do the work. Mm-hmm. And not just accepting some of our flaws or our ways. And so I would like the people to know that you're the captain of that ship. Mm-hmm. You are in full control. Mm-hmm. Utilize your resources. Mm-hmm. You're not responsible for what happened to you, but you are responsible for what happens next.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.